Today's daf is Erev and daf Kuvbeis. Kuvbeis 102, as we count down towards the end here in Meseches Erevin. Says the Mishnah on daf Kuf Aleph Amebeis. Towards the bottom. Again, we mentioned this parak is a little miscellaneous poopery, various halachas related to Shabbos and Yontif. We started out with finding tefillin, which had to do somewhat with tchum, and then we got into halachas of bor. And now we have other halachas. We got to some halachas of bone yesterday, and now we continue. Nagar, says the Mishnah, sheyesh brosho glustera, if there is a type of pipe or a type of peg that I use to lock the door, and at the top of it, the edge of it, it has a glustera, meaning it has a ball-type shape at the end of it. So that would give it more of a shame kli than just a flat nagar, just not a flat peg, but it has a glustra at the end of it. Rabbi Eliezer still says it's usher to use this on Shabbos. Even so, why? Rashi says three lines from the bottom. V'yafilo hachi de Torah's kli alav, even though it has the status of a kli, because it's not a flat instrument that has an edge. Rabbi Lazar Oser, he still says it's usher unless it is tied up and hanging from the door. If not, then it appears mechzi kabonet. It's like you're adding on to a structure on the ground. The door is a structure on the ground. I'm adding on. So that would be a problem, says Rabbi Eliezer. For Rabbi Yossi Matir, and Rabbi Yossi says it is okay. It is mutter. What's Rabbi Yossi Svara? What's Rabbi Yossi Svara? Says the Ritva. The Svira lay, it's two steps. The glustera mashvile kli. Number one, glustera gives it the status of a kli. The fact that it has this ball on its edge, it gives it the status of a kli. Once that's true, ubekelim lo mechzi kabona. And what's its own kli, then it does not appear like bona. It's not mechzi kabona. Why? She'ein adam mevatel kelav. A person is not mevatel his kelim that are used for other things, like this peg with a ball on it could be used as a grinder, could be used as a chopper. So once it has the status of a kli, I don't think that I would be mevatel it in the door. V'yadua hu shlo inichu sham elafisha. I only put it there temporarily. V'asil litzvo lishtam ishbo. And I'm going to take it out. It's clear from the situation. Umashma, similar to a derech tashvisho type of idea. Umashma, and it is also implied, sha'af Reb Eliezer modeh. Even Reb Eliezer, who says Asur in our Mishnah, would agree, Bekalshu Kli Gamur, if it is a total real Kli, a spoon, whatever it is, Aval Bazeshu Mishamish L'Shnei Tashmishim, but for this item, the Buchna, this peg with the Buchna at the end of it, which can be used for two Tashmishim, it can be used for crushing, or it can be used for the door, that's where he is holding. But by a real kli, says the Ritva, even Reb Eliezer would agree that it is mutter. So that's the machlokus here. Once it has the status of a kli, and it could be used for other items, do we say it's usur derabanan? So that is the nagar that has the glustera at the top of it. So, Amar Reb Eliezer, Maisa b'knesses shebetveria, sheinogin boheter, atshebar galia v'zakin v'asru. Isn't there a story that in Tveria, that they were knowing heter in this situation until Rabbi Gamliel came along and there's a Canaan and they assert it? So Rabbi Eliezer says, isn't there a story that supports me? They assert it. Or Rabbi Yossi Omer, Isser Nohaguba. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the opposite. It was Asur and Isser Nohaguba Ubar Gamliel Vazkena Vitirulahan. It was the opposite. It wasn't a heter that they assert. It was an Isser that they matired. And therefore, you have the story wrong. Good. If you look at Tosfos, I'm going to talk about the Shulchan Aruch a minute in Yaradeya, in Reish Yud Dalid, says Tosfos, 1 minute, the second version of the story says that if it could be that they assered and then the Chachalim came along and matered, but don't we have a principle in Meseches Nedarim and Meseches Psachim of Dvarim Hamutarim, the Acherim Nagu Bohem Isser? If you have certain items that people are mutter, but people are knowing iser I ata rashay latir b'fneim. Once the minhag olam is to be machmer in a certain area, knowing iser, you can't come along and undermine that and matter it for them. So how'd they do that here? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos Yisod Gadol, which we paskin like. Tahainu kishe yodim shemutter umachmir in alatzman. When do we say that you're not allowed to change and make it mutter? When the people involved thought it was mutter, knew it was mutter, and then they were machmer on themselves. Shalo yargilu bnei adam lahakel v'yavol atir iser. So if they know it's a chumra, and now people, the rabbanim, are going to be makel on them, that could lead to future times when they're going to be matir other iserim when they don't have authority to do that. Aval im machmir and machmas ta'us. But if people are machmir based on a mistake, I think something is asur. Mistakenly, it's not really usher, not a chumra. I think it's usher. So then, mutter lahatir b'feim. That's mutter. That's the yisod of Tosfos. If people are making a mistake by saying it's usher, then of course you can matter. That's not included in the concept of dvarma asur, dvarma mutar v'achirim nagu bohem hatter. Where does this come up? Halacha l'maisa. This comes up in the world of nidarim and minhagim. We know the Shulchan Aruch discusses it's in Reish Yud Dalet in Hilchos Nedarim. What happens if I perform a certain behavior for a few times? Let's say I make Kiddush in a certain way. Am I allowed to just change whatever I want? Let's say any type of minog. I have a minog to say Shira Malos or say Al Naros Bavel during the week. Because after all, the Shlach Kadosh, which is quoted in Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, the Shlach says you say Shira Malos on Shabbos, or whenever there's a suit, whenever you don't say Tachnun, and you say Al Naros Bavel when you don't say Shira Malos. So why is it that the famous minhag is Shira Malos and nobody says Al Naros Bavel? I don't know. Maybe there's not as many tunes for Al Naros Bavel. But either way, it's the same halacha, it's the same Shlach Kadosh. So it's unusual why everybody's machmir and machpit to say Shira Malos, but not Anaros Bavel. Okay, but either way, let's say somebody has the minhag of even saying Anaros Bavel. And then they decide, you know what, I've had enough, nobody else does it, I don't want to say it. So, again, this is in the world of minhag, it's not mutter or asar, it's not chiyuvim here. It's a minhag of the Shlach Kadosh. So am I allowed to just change? What about Gebrux? What if somebody does not eat matzah shruya, and then all of a sudden they want a matir? Right, so when am I allowed to just change minhag? And halach is no, you can't just change a minhag if I've done it a number of times. But when is that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Yudalad, Dvarim Hamutarim, Vahayodim Bahem Shehem Mutarim Nagel Bahem Iser. Something's mutter, and I know it's mutter, but I was knowing Iser. Hare Keilu Kiblu Aleih Beneder. Minhagim turn into nedarim. If I have a certain behavior that I do for a certain amount of time. Let's say three times. So it's as if kiblo like another the aser latir b'hem hilchach. For example, mi sheragel his anos tadiyo shel bnei Rosh Hashanah ube Rosh Hashanah lebekipurim. There was an ancient minhag of fasting for 10 days before you're getting ready for Yom Kippur. That's why we have the slichas for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, because there are 4 days during Aseret Yom Tshuva that you're not allowed to fast. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and erev Yom Kippur. So that's why people used to fast 10 days. 4 days before, and then they had the six Aseret Yemei Tshuva that they're able to fast. Let's say somebody had that minhag. Umisha ragil shalo leachol basar. Vishalo lishtos yayin meirosh chodesh av omiyud zayin betamuz. Or somebody has a minhag not to eat meat or drink wine, right, from during the 9 days or during the 3 weeks. What do you mean a minhag? Now that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Verot selach zerbo, machmas she'eno bari, and he wants to be chozerbo, not because he just wants an easier way in Avodas Hashem, because he wants to eat meat for health reasons. It's not pikuach nefesh, but he wants to get rid of the minhag, tzara gimel she'yatiru lo, you have to do ataras adarim, erev Rosh Hashanah, or if somebody wants to do it during the year, let's say somebody has a minhag to wear a jacket when they daven, right, and they say they feel that is a chumra, not a din. And they want to stop doing it. Let's say whatever it is. Somebody puts on a suit when they daven and they want to wear a jacket. Whatever it is. All these cases, if somebody does it 3 times, there's a status of a neder, as long as they are not mistaken. Exactly what Tosfos says here. They know it's an extra chumra, and I've accepted to do this upon myself. In that case, in Bishasha, his chalinok, I died to lino kela olam. If they had in mind to keep this minhag forever, v'noa kena filu pamachas. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzara, if you had in mind to keep it forever, then even one time." Tzara chatara ve'yiftach ve'charata shemischarei shenogei l'shem neder. Lefichach harota lehinhog b'ksas dvarim hamutarim l'siyag. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, good idea. If you ever want to take something upon yourself, always have in mind This is not staying forever. I'm doing this now and we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I am not accepting upon this as a behavior forever in my life. Yomar betchilas nahan hagaso. You should say it so it's explicated and concrete. She'eino makabel alav kein beneder. V'gam yomar she'ein bedaito lino kein elo bepam ahu o bepamim she'yirtze. V'lo la'olam. That is the halacha. Aval hanoagim iser bedvarim hamutarim machvas she'sovrim she'hem osurim. This is Tosfos now. If somebody does something because they think, many times Bali Tshuva have certain situations where they don't know something is, they think it's usur, so they do it, but they don't realize it's mutter, it's just a minug. And not everybody does it. And all of them are like, really? I don't have to do this? But it happens to all of us. Lo havikilu kibla b'neder, if it's a mistake, it's not considered a Kabbalah's neder. That's the Shulchan Aruch in the first day up, quoting Tosfos. Quoting Tosfos, Psachim and Tosfos in Mesechas Erevin. The Yesh Mishomer, then he quotes another Deah, but either way, that is, the Ramah says, Minok Kisfar HaRishona, that is what we generally assume. And that's why this comes up all the time in different contexts. Just one example, and that is the case I gave before. What about Matzah Shruya? Somebody wants to they've never eaten gebrux, one of the variations of the minhag of Matzah Shruya, and that for some reason they want to partake. Maybe they live in a place where nobody holds of the minhag. Maybe they, whatever the situation is. So two tshuvas related to that. First, Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Aleph in Yechavedas. Umishenog lahachemir shelo lishros matzah bePesach bechoshvo shekein ra'ui al pi ha'halacha, because they think this is the halacha. They think this is just like chametz. Somebody's under that impression. Rashoy levato minhago b'li hatara. You can get rid of it without hatara. Why? Shehu minhag b'tos. Like Tosfos says. Ach, mi sheyada shebitzad hadin mutter lishros patzah b'Pesach. But if somebody knows that the halach is matzah shruya has no basis really in the ikar hadin, right, there's the Gemara says, b'feirish, you are allowed to soak your matzah. You just might not be able to use it for matzah's mitzvah. Ela shenoa kein mitzad chumra v'ratzeinu levatel minhago tov she'asa tara de'shlosha. So it's ironic. If I'm acting based on, I think this is the halacha, then I don't have to do anything. I just stop doing it. But if I know it's an extra, so then I have to get rid of it with hatara. Because you did say at the beginning, b'li neder. Okay, so let's say somebody has a chumra only to eat matzah shmura on Pesach. Again, this comes up all the time. Rav Moshe also has a tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Gimel. Simen Samach Dalet. V'yim kavarascha al matzah shruya bePesach v'akdamas l'shol af she'odu kodem ayamim she'shol melchas Pesach hu minak she'asher lechol v'cholu. Rav Moshe continues u'bedvar mish eitzel lahatir mivshim she'ish lo tzorech bazeh. Hine, im bo lehishtakeya b'makam she'nagu heter, if you're going to live in a place where it's totally nobody holds of it, ve'ein daito lachzar hutar d'yeshlo din ha'makom she'nikva yishivaso aflekula. You have a minag ha'makom where you came from, and if you weren't mishane tzorach lehiznaik b'minag aviv v'makomo, and if you didn't come to a new place, you got to do whatever your father did. V'minag makomo hayagamkin lahakel v'rak aviv nag lahachmir. What if nobody did, but your father did? So you were stuck. You're stuck like your father. Ein aben mechuyev lehiznaik elin farisnai gam aben ba'atzmo begadluso. If you've already done it, even if it's because of this, what your father did, then it's considered a minhag, and it's considered a neder, and you would have to go to a chacham to get rid of it. Again, that's only if somebody wants to. If somebody wants to keep their minhagim, that's wonderful. But this is, again, just one example of many examples relating to minhagim and the important yisod of Tosfos here, that anything based on a mistake does not need hatara. Okay, Tosfos is not talking about minhagim. Tosfos is talking about something that people thought were usur, and they were mutter, and they were knowing isur. And then to get rid of it, the Rabbana would be able to just matter it for them. Okay, says the Gemara. Benita, so again, what are we talking about again? The Nagar case. The Nagar, you have this peg that's used as a lock, that it has a glustera at the head of it. So, Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yossi, even though it has somewhat of a Torah's kli, the question is, am I still allowed to use it? So, benital be'agdo, what does that mean? This glistera, this nagar, I'm sorry, is connected with a cord. It's connected with a rope. If I lift up the rope, will the nagar come with it? Is it so tightly connected? So, benital be'agdo, when I pick up the cord, then the nagar comes with it, kuliyamala pligi, then for sure it's mutter. It's for sure mutter, because then it's really connected to the door. You're not adding on. You're not creating something. You're not building something. So that's for sure mutter. Kuliyamala pligi, that will be okay. Ki pligi, the machlokas, and the Mishnah is, b'she'eno nita b'igdo, is only when the cord is so thin that if I pick up the cord, then the nagar would fall off. It's not strong enough. So, in that case, demar savar, Kiva diyesh barosho glustera toras kliolav, as the Ritva explained, since it has a glustera, it has this ball at the end of it, so it looks like it could be used as a grinder. So then toras kliolav, it has the status of a kli, and therefore I wouldn't be mevatel it there, and it will be mutter to put in. Umar savar, no. Kiva de'eno nita b'igdolo, since it's not nita b'igdo, since if I would pick it up, the nagar would fall down. It's not considered attached to the door. If you put it on the door, then it would be mechzi kabona, as we have said. Period. Next Mishnah, still talking about a nagar. Nagar hanigrar. What if you have a nagar that is dragging? Dragging on the floor, as we discussed a little bit in the past. Where is it? What does it mean, dragging? It's tied onto the door, but it's not hanging. Right, it's on the bottom. And Rashi points out, ukisha'ein barosho glustera kamar. This Mishnah is lekuleyama. There's no glustera, there's no ball shape on the edge of this peg. It's a flat peg. So everybody would agree that it's a problem. So, nagar nigrar, noalin boba mikdash, avaloba medina. Oh, now we get into Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash laws. You're allowed to do this in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in outside. Medina here means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Whenever we see that, we know we're talking about a shvus. We're talking about an issa d'rabbanan. And the rule usually is, ein shvus b'mikdash. There are no isurei d'rabbanan that apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because isurei d'rabbanan are usually based on a siyag, a fence law that you don't come to do something. And Kohanim's rizameim. Kohanim would be very careful in the Beis HaMikdash. They won't come to an avera. They'll remind each other. They're involved in the avoda. And therefore, Chazal were not gozer in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have this dragging, the Tanakhama holds this as an isurei d'rabbanan to put it back. So you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the Medina. Vahamunach kandakan aser. But if it is lying down, right, it's not tied on at all, so then it's both aser. It's aser even in the mikdash. Why? Because lachor, that would be a da'oraisa. That would be a da'oraisa. That's why it's aser even in the mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda goes one step lakula. Hamunach mutter by mikdash. No, if it's lying down, so then that's the issa d'rabbanan, and therefore that would be mutter in the base of mikdash and aser d'rabbanan in the medina. Vahanigra, but if it's tied on, even if it's dragging a little bit, bimedina, it would even be mutter in the medina. So machlok is exactly what is the case that is under discussion. If you look, not here, but if you look other places in Mishnayos, the Rambam says this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam says this in other Masechtas. Whenever the Mishnayos talk about mikdash and Medina, many times the Rambam says Mikdash includes all of Yerushalayim. Medina is outside of Yerushalayim, old Yerushalayim. The Rambam doesn't say it here. But for other halachas, for example, the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about that you're allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos in Mikdash and not in Medina. Famous sheet of the Rambam says you can blow shofar in all of Yerushalayim whenever it falls out on Shabbos. And not in the Medina. Why? So again, maybe the Rambam wouldn't hold of the reason of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash because of Kohanim's reason. Hey, or that's why he doesn't say it here. Here maybe it means literally Mikdash and not Medina. But again, that's why in the mid of the 1850s there was a whole controversy. They wanted to blow, one of the rabbis wanted to blow a shofar in Yerushalayim when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. If you got a Bezdin together, you got to put two Rambams together. One Rambam that says you can have a Bezdin Mizman Hazeh, and one Rambam that says all of Yerushalayim is considered Mikdash. You put those two together, so maybe you can blow shofar on Shabbos. But the Rabbanim of the time did not hold that way. So the only shiloh was, well, if the guy's doing it anyway, is there any reason for me to like walk past the shul while he's doing it? So at least I won't be blowing, but I'll hear it. Or is that like being mechazeki day over avera? right? That if he does, if he knows I'm coming, that will give him some chizuk and encourage him. So that was a controversy there. But either way, that comes up many times in Seder Zerayim, whenever it's Mikdash versus Medina. The Rambam says that in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni and in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But here the Rambam doesn't say it. L'chari here means literal, because we're talking about Shvusim. So that is the Machlokas and the Mishnah. So Tana Rabbanan, how does that fit with the following Brisa, Ezo Neger HaNigrar, Shinoal and Bemikdash of Alba Medina? What is Aser Durabanan, and therefore is Mutter in the Mikdash and not in the Medina? Kal Shekashur Vitalui, anything that is tied and hanging. Barosho Echad Magiela Aretz, and one edge touches the ground. Right, it's dragging. That's the case. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ze Abba Medina Mutter. No, that's Mutter. Even in the Medina, as he said. Elezeu Nagar Shenolim B'Migdash Volba Medina. What's Aser D'Rabbanan? Kol She'eno Lo Kashur V'Lo Taloi V'Shomto Manicha B'Keren Zavah. Something that's lying freely. It's lying in the corner, and you're going to add it on. That's the Aser D'Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda goes one step down. L'Kula. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda B'Nigrar. The halacha is like a Yehuda by a Nigrar case, meaning Nigrar case that it's mutter in the Medina. Mashenki, by the Munach case, it's that we don't hold like him. We don't hold Munach is mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, because that could be a De'oraisa. That's what Rashi here says. Malacha De'oraisa lo hutcha b'mikdash. What do you mean it's not mutter in the Beis HaMikdash? Aren't they makriv karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, aren't they shechting? That's Isurei D'oraisa. Yes, but only items that must be done. Actions that must be done with Tzarek Li'avoda for today, those are the only D'oraisas that are mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Bringing the Karbanos, Hakravas Karbanos, Hakarbanet Tzibur, Dochanas HaShabbos, Migzeres HaKasav. But you don't say you're allowed to do any Isur Shabbos or anything in the Beis HaMikdash, only something that's needed for the Karban. That's what Rashi says. Amar Rava, Vushakasha Madelis, the halacha is like Yehuda by Nigrar, as long as it is also tied on to the door. Right? Tied on to the door. What does it mean tied on to the door? Rashi says, not tied on to the doorway. It has to be tied on to the door. That shows, that's Muchach, that it's Nikar, that this is part of the locking mechanism, and therefore it's not considered any type of Mechzikabone. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this all really true? Everything that we've said, Vaha Rebbe Tavla, Ikla the Mechuza. Rebbe Tavla visited Mechuza. V'chazalah, who David Toli b'Ivrit Dadasha, he saw one that was tied on the Ivrit Dadasha, meaning not on the door, on the doorway. He didn't say anything. So what do you mean? I thought it has to be on the door. Hahu nita bi'igdo have. No. That's a case where it was tied on by a very strong cord. So for that reason, it was mutter. If it's on the door, you don't need that. You don't need it to be tied. But if it's even on the doorway, it would still be mutter, as long as it has the very strong cord. Rav Avya ikla lenahar da'a. Rav Avya visited Chazielahu Gavra Tavika Katar Begemi. He saw a person that was Katar Begemi. He was using a gemi, a very, very loose, very weak cord made out of reed to tie it on. So Amar Dei Lo Nitshruk, this is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. This is such a loose, a thin thread that's attaching the nagar, so it's not going to be good enough. Boy, Reb Zera, nikmaz mahu. What about nikmaz? What's nikmaz? Nikmaz is when you have the nagar that's going to go into the hole, and it's going to go, some type of mechanism, it's going to go in a vertical way that it's going to go all the way into the ground when it locks the door. It's not only going to go in the door, but it's going to go into the ground. Imagine you have a hole that it's going to go into, but it's all the way situated from the door to the ground. So, is that allowed on Shabbos? Amar of Yosef, Mati Boile. What's your question? Lo Shamile, didn't you hear? Hadatanya, didn't you know of this Tosefta? Nishmat, if it comes off, Asur. Nikmaz, Mutter. But if it's connected, even if it goes into the ground, it's going to be Mutter. Rebbe Yehuda Amar, Nikmaz, Avlishenu Nishmat Asur. No, Nikmaz is Asur. It's really, you're attaching it to the ground. That's a serious structure. That's Asur on Shabbos. V'yamar v'yuda mashmuel, af Rebbe Yehuda b'Nikmaz. And we paskin like it. V'tayim amai, why? Amar abayim, shud mechzi kavoneh. It appears like boneh if it is going all the way into the ground. Period. So Nikmaz is also, didn't you hear of that brisa? He asked him. Boy, mine Rav Nechumi Bar Zacharia Me'abaya Asalo Beis Yad Ma'u. What if we had earlier? If you have a ball on the end of it, what if you have a handle? You have a Beis Yad. You have a place to hold on to the Nagar with. So Amar Lei says that Buchnuk Amrit. That's basically a grinder. If it has a handle and has a and you could use it in the kitchen, so of course that's going to be mutter, and therefore there's no shaila. Itmar Amar Rav Nechumi Bar Ada. Amar Rav Nechumi Bar Ada Asal Beis Yad Mutter. If you make a Beis Yad, you get a handle, it's mutter. Period. Hahu Sharisa. Davi Bei Rebbe Pedas, there was a big beam that was by Rebbe Pedas' house. Davi Madzlula Bei Asara, it took 10 people to lift up this beam, Vishadilei Adasha, and put it onto the door. Whenever they wanted it, they used it for a bench. It was like a bench. But when they wanted to close the door, they put it next to the door and leaned it on the door in order to keep it closed. V'lamar lo v'lamidi. And Rebbe Pedas didn't say anything. It's so big. You know what he said? Why was it mutter? Amar, Torah's kli olel. It has the status of a kli, and therefore it is not a problem. Or similarly, Hayah Sisa, there was a mortar, Davis Bei Mar Shmuel, Davis Machzekis Adriva. It held a huge amount. There was a very large kli. Shara Mar Shmuel, the Mishnei Adasha. He also allowed it to be situated against the door. Omar Torah's Kli Aleha. He said it's a Torah's Kli, and therefore you are allowed to put it against the door. So just by Derech Agav, even though this Gemara is talking about the door elements, there's another halacha that's learned from here. The Meiri points this out, and we pass in this way. The Meiri says, you know what you see from this Gemara? That if you have a very, very large Kli, Shemalachto Leisser, we know the rule is, klishim latal is, so you're allowed to move. Let's rock gufa, let's rock makomo. A stapler, a scissors, a pen. Those are all, that's not muksa mamish. Those are klishim latal issers. There are kli that's usually used for an isser. What if I left a pen on my Shabbos table? And I want to put a plate down. I'm allowed to pick it up and move it. No problem. Let's say I want to use a scissors to cut chicken with. No problem. Let's say I want to use a stapler as a paperweight to hold my napkins down because it's windy. Right? It's fine. It's mutter. Kli shem lachta l'isser. What if you have a kli shem lachta l'isser that's huge? It's huge. Any difference in halacha? Says the Meiri, our Gemara says, no difference. If it's a kli shem lachta l'isser, even if it's very large, you're allowed to move it. Let's rock goof, let's rock makoma, like here. They're using it to support against a door. That's the Meiri in our Gemara, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Ches. Shulchan Aruch quotes this, halacha l'maisa, in Shin Ches, which is all about a hilchas. In Yoni Muksa, I mean, Shin Yud Ches is Bishul. Shin Ches is, in Yoni Muksa, Shin Ches, Sif Beis, only at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Kli, Afilu Hu Gadol V'Kaved Harbei, Lo Nisbatel Shin Kli Mimenu, Lo Mipnei Gadlo, V'Lo Mipnei Kavdo. Right, what does the Baruch Hu say? Erevin Kuf Beis. Right here, this is the Gemara that even though it's a very big kli, it does not lose its status of a kli. The Mishnah Berura adds, but if I'm very careful never to move it even during the week, then it might get into a different type of muksa. Muksa machmas chesron kiss. If it's a very fancy type of kli that I never want to move for any reason because it's fancy, breakable, whatever it is, so then if it's chesron kiss, so then anything chesron kiss, you're not allowed to move. But if it's just in the world of klisha hatal iser, then it would be mutter, l'tzarach gufo, and l'tzarach lakoma. Good. We continue. Shalach le rami bar yecheskel. L'rav amram, ne'malon mar, mehalin mili ma'al yasa. Please tell us something from those great statements, damar tlamish meder avasi, bekipi, that you used to tell us. Bekipi da Arva, I'm sorry. I know you heard from Ravasi some great statements about Kipi da Arva. Those are arches on a boat. Arches on a boat that they used to put material over for shade purposes. So can you please remind me some of those great, I remember you told me some great Torahs about that. Can you please remind me? So he says, Shalach Lehachi, yes, he says the following, Amar Ravasi. Ravasi, hani kipi da arva, bizman sheyesh ben tefach, these arches, when bizman sheyesh ben tefach, if each of them are, they have the width of a tefach, each of them are a tefach wide, meaning they are halachically their own ohel already. Inami, or, ein bohen tefach, ve ein ben zela ze shlosha, or, they are not itself, each one is not a tefach, but they are not three tefachim away from each other. So basically, lavud kicks in. What's the common denominator between these two? You basically have a halachic ohel already. Any one of them is a tefach wide, that's an ohel. If you don't have three in between, they're all connected. So in those cases, as we know, we've mentioned this before, you're allowed to be mosif onto an ohel arayin. So lamachar, maybe machsel, esu paris alayin, you're allowed to do that. My time, a why, most of all, a raihu, v'shaper dami. That's one of the great things that I've heard about kipi da'arva from Ravasi. Hani dechri, tahavi leila Rav Huna. There were certain rams that Rav Huna had. During the day they needed shade, and at night they needed some air. They wanted to be able to make it airy at night for them. Also, the kamei derav, so what do you do? What do you do if you want to switch it on Shabbos? Omer le zil karach budya v'shir batefach. Right, we had this back in Shabbos. Take like a roll, a tarp, open it a tefach wide. As long as it's open a tefach wide, then it's already called an ol. L'machar pashta, and the next day spread it out. U'mosav alol arayu v'shaper dami. Again, as long as it is open a tefach already, you're allowed to be mosav onto an ol aray. As we said a couple of days ago, by the strollers, as long as it's open a tefach already from before, you're allowed to extend it. Right? If it's nothing, so then you're not allowed to, unless it's attached, and then it would be derach tashmisho, as we discussed. What?
It's not umbrellas.
Any umbrella. We're going to talk about umbrellas again. We didn't have time yesterday, but we're going to talk about it today. Good. Amar Rav Mishum Rebbe Chia Vilon Mutter Lintoso. A vilon, a curtain. A curtain. You're allowed to hang up a curtain on Shabbos. Mutter Lintoso. Umutter Le Farko B'Shabbos. And one is allowed to take it apart on Shabbos. You're allowed to hang it up. You're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. A vilon. Right, you're allowed to put up a curtain, right? And this is what we paskin. The Chuma Sadeshin has a tshuva about this. He was asked, or many say that he wrote his own questions. Either way, says the Chuma Sadeshin in Simon Samaches, are you allowed to put up, let's say it's Yantif, or it's Rosh Chodesh, and you have a special paroches for Yantif or Rosh Chodesh. Are you allowed to change the paroches on Shabbos? That's the question that the Shulman Zadesh deals with. Parochesh lefnei Aron HaKodesh. Shari la'asiro b'Shabbos. Filippos achim ebkomo lo. Are you allowed or not? Says the Shulman Zadesh. Heter gomor. Heter gomor. And it says, v'chein shamati. I've heard of places that switch the paroches right before Ne'ilah. And they put one on that's totally white. I don't really understand that. Because by Ne'ilah, you just open the paroches and it stays open the whole time. Okay, so maybe just to be yotze, to be able to open it and see on the side that it's open. Okay, whatever. But says the Chuma Zadeshin is mutter. And I've heard of places. Why? Because, and this is what we've quoted in the past, the only time that a mechitza or a curtain is going to be halachically problematic on Shabbos is if it is accomplishing something halachically. If it is a mechitza hamateres, so that's a problem on Shabbos. But if it's stama mechitza, here you have the aron behind it. Not accomplishing anything more. Ulafize ha paroches shetolin sham tadir. Sorry, he says v'gai paroches lo ba mechitza la'atir midi. It's not going to be matter anything, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. You look at Rashi here. Rashi right here says vilon keneged pesach letznius. You're putting up for tznius, not just wants a privacy. Not that you have any halachic reason to put it up. That is all mutter. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shin Tes Vav. Shintezvav, mechitza hanasis letznius ba'alma shari. That's what the Ramah quotes the Shurma Zadeshan. V'lachin mutu letloz vilon lefnei ha-pesach, avishu kavu ha-sham. V'chein parochas lefnei aron ha-kodesh. Right, aval, also, you can't just make a mechitza for halachic reasons. Maybe to allow husband and wife to be together, whatever it is. That's the various cases where you can have a mechitza ha-materas, but other than that, it is mutter. Good, so that's the vilon. Kilas chasanim. What about making a type of canopy bed? Kilas chasanim. But this is a type of canopy bed that is very, very skinny. You do not have a tefach. You have one pole on top, and then it just hangs down. Hangs down. So you don't have a tefach on top. That's why it's mutter to make it. Mutter lefarko v'lantosa b'shabbos. No problem. With all the following conditions. Amar Rav Sheshi Zibrei D'Ravidi lo amar elo she'in b'gaga tefach. it's only mutter as if the roof on top is not a tefach wide. But if it's a tefach wide on top, it's aser, that would be making an ohel. And even if it's not, doesn't have a tefach on top. Lo amran ela she'ein b'pachas mishlosha. Samach l'gag tefach, only if you don't have a tefach horizontally within three tefachim of the top. Because that would also be considered as if you have a gag on top. But if it was within three tefachim of the top, you would have a tefach wide, so it would also be aser. And even if you don't have that, also, this is only if you don't have on either side of the middle beam, you don't have a tefach width even at the bottom. Meaning it's a very, very skinny slope. But if you have a shipua tefach, you have a tefach width underneath either of the slopes, that would be a problem. Rashi points out, nobody could use this kind of bed. It's so tiny and so skinny. So it must be, you see the picture in Rashi, it must be you have a bunch of them next to each other. That's what the kila that we are talking about looks like. Period. Okay, we've had this Gemara also in Mesechta Shabbos. The Yomer of Shisha Brei Rav Idi. Sina Shari. What's Sina? Sina is a large felt hat with a wide brim. It's mutter. Vatanya Asur. Another rabbi says it's Asur. Lokasha Hade Isbe Tefach Hade Lesbe Tefach. It depends if it's a Tefach wide. If it's a Tefach wide out, then it's Asur to wear that hat on Shabbos. Elameata. If you're telling me that's Asur, so what about this case? Sharbi baglima tefach. Let's say I take my coat and I spread it out like a wings. Is that aser? I've created an ol on Shabbos. Hakanami da aser. That's also aser. No, that's not aser. So it must be the hat case is also not aser. And alokasha, this is the issue with the hats. Hadamahadik, hadalamohadik. If it's tightly on, then it's not a problem. If it might fall off, it is a problem. What's going on here? So Rashi says the maskana. There's no issue of a CSO hell when it comes to a hat. The only issue is that it might fall off and then I might come to carry it. So that's the issue. So if it's tightly on, so therefore I'm not going to come to carry it, right? This reminds us of cases that we had back in Mesechta Shabbos. We had a couple of prakim about jewelry and a woman. Are we worried she's going to take it off, not take it off, v'chulu, right? This is, so she does Rashi l'maskana. There is no isser. Not all Rishonim learn that way. Some Rishonim learned that the Maskana is building on the previous lines, but it's not rejecting the whole hat discussion. And that is why, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Aleph, you got to work out halacha l'maisa why the Minhag Olam is to be Mako. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Aleph says, Kova shehu mispashet lahalon me rosho tefach. If you have a hat that goes out, a tefach, which many hats do, aser lahanicho barosho afila babayis. Mishum Ohel. Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Right? It's Asiyas Ohel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, you know, four or five reasons why the Minhag Olam is be Mekel, and we notice that there's a problem by hats. Maybe we pass in like Rashi, right? That says there's no problem with Maskana. Maybe it's only by certain very, very hard materials. But if it's a material that you could bend, you know, easily, then also it's not a problem. A couple of Sfaras. Lakula, which halacha lemaisa, that is generally what we assume that halacha lemaisa, it is not a problem. The other issue that's brought up by this Gemara, which is important, and that is why is it so obvious that if you hold up your coat out and you hold it up, that's not a problem. The Gemara asks that as a rhetorical question, and that's for sure mutter. Why is that for sure mutter? So some Rishonim formulated as well, it's an ohel hanasis bidei adam. It's an OL that's made by a person, and it only continues to exist because the person holds it. And if the person wouldn't hold it, then it wouldn't be an OL. Ah, umbrellas. Right, this is the line in Shas that relates to umbrellas. So this was made famous by the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda in the second volume of Aruch Chaim, in Simen Lamed, he has a long tshuva relating to the parasol. Right, he describes exactly the umbrella, and he quotes that there was a rav that asked him, and he quoted a couple of svaras lahatir, and It's il derach tashmishu, it's meant to be opened and closed, or it's naasis bidei adam, like our Gemara talks about, and the Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir one. He says, no, I don't think any of these kulas are good, and I know many people here in Prague. Rabbi Yehuda was a rabbi in Prague, right? I have been makel about this, but from day one I've been screaming about it. I think it might even be a daraisa, and it's a big problem. And he says we have to stop it. That's the note of Rabbi Yehuda. He's very machmir regarding umbrellas. Most poskim, the Chasam Sofer and others, say me ikar adin. It could umbrellas for sure are not a daraisa. It could even be mutter. It might be a drabana, but it could even be mutter. But the minhag olam is not to use them. Minagom had to use them, and that's what the Shmir Shabbos says, Geder Gadru. Right? Minagom Olam, that is for people not to use umbrellas, even if they're open before Shabbos. Even if they're open before Shabbos, it's more chamor than like a coat, you can see, because it's built to be an ohel, right? So it might be more chamor than just holding your coat up above you or a garbage bag above you. But that is the Minagom Olam, again, a big topic. Relating to that. I also saw some Achronim talk about, what about Kol HaNa'arim? Holding the talis by Kol HaNa'arim. Also, is that a CS Ohel? Same idea. It's not meant as it's just meant al tzkavid to be a chuppah. It's not meant to be, to be a real Ohel that's going to stay there for any amount of time. So therefore, it's going to be mut. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah. Machzirin Sir HaTachton. So now we're talking about, let's say you have a chest of drawers. And the door came off for the chest of drawers. So there's an upper hinge and a lower hinge, an upper and a lower connection. Machzirin tzira tachton. So the tzira tachton is the one that, it's still attached on top. Just the bottom one came off. So as long as it's attached, so you're allowed to put it back in the base of Mikdash. Again, because it's in this drabanan, to put it back. So you can do it in the Mikdash of Aloba Medina. Uva ha'elyon, if the top one came off, it's totally off. Kanvakan aser. That's for sure aser. That's in this daraisa of bone. Maybe Binyan Mekela, maybe it's Makam Apatish, whatever it is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'el Yom B'Mikdash V'Tachlon B'Medina. Again, he's Mako. Even if the top one came off, it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan. So you'll have to put it back on the Mikdash. And in the bottom one, even in the Medina, it's Mutter. Tana Rabbanan, Tzir, Deles, Shiva, Teva, Umigdal. The same thing. Tzir, a hinge of a door, of a chest, or a box. B'Mikdash, Machzirin, B'Medina, Dochakin. The only thing that's Mutter in Medina is if it's about to fall out, you're allowed to push it back in, if it didn't fall out yet. Dochakin. Foha Elyon, Kanvakan, Lo Yachzir. But the Elyon, if the Elyon came out, you can't put it back at all, period. Now Rashi says the next one is going back on the Tachtona. Why? If the bottom one came out, you're not allowed to put it back in. Gezeira Shema Yiska. Because if you put it in, you might come to really tighten it in a Deoraisa way. Why does Rashi say it's going back on the Resha, on the Tachtona? Right? Why isn't it just Bona? Rashi Lashita, so ain't Binyan Bekalim. So that's why Rashi has to explain this line is going on the previous, right? We discussed many times. Rashi holds across the board, unlike Tosfos, unlike the Ramban, Ein Binyan Mekalim, period. And therefore, the Nitziv points out right here that Rashi is Lashitaso, that it's going back on the earlier cases, only Aser because of Gezeira Shema Yiska. Shel Bor, Vishel Dus, Vishel Yatzia, but if it's not talking about a chest, but it's like a door to a cellar, or a cover to a pit, so that's worse. Lo yachzir v'mechzer chayev chatas. That's more serious because it's attached to the ground. Period. Says the Mishnah. Once we're talking about Beis HaMikdash Shabbos Halachas. Machzirin retiyah v'mikdash. One is allowed. Let's say a Kohen has a bandage on. He's allowed to be machzirit in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? I'm a Kohen about to do the Avodah. I know I have to take off the Band-Aid because it's going to be a chatzitza between my body and the Beit HaKahuna. So I'm going to take it off, do the Avodah, and then put it back on. But putting it back on, I might smear certain ointments on the bandage in order to put on my wound. So am I worried about that? Maybe I shouldn't be able to take it off. Maybe I shouldn't be able to put it back on. No. Machzir Riti, you're allowed to. Why? Rashi explains, this is one of the examples of Hitiru Sofan Mishum Tchilasan. If you do not allow him to put it back on, then either he just leave it on anyway and do the Avodah with it, which is a problem, or he just won't do the Avodah. So we allow this itiru sofan mishum tchilasan. That's machzir and retiva mikdash. Avalov medina, but in medina it's only a sidra banan. It is a sidra banan, and therefore you cannot do it. In betchila, but to put it on in the first place, kind of a kanaser. Right, it's only mutter itiru sofan mishum tchilasan, but to put it on in the first place is not allowed. Remember the machlokas we mentioned various times between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether this principle would apply even to isurei d'oraisa. Right, the Gemara's examples are all Isurei Darabanan. What about Isurei Daraisa? Meaning, could an ambulance driver drive himself back a Jew on Shabbos from the hospital? That's the Machlokas or emotion or Shlomo Zalman, whether he Tirisavim Shim Tchilasan by Daraisas. Good. Tana Rabanan. Ritiya Shapir Shomei Agabi Maka. What happens if a bandage fell off by itself? Machzir and Meshabbos, you're allowed to put it back on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Hochla Kalamata. If it slid down a little bit, Docha lamali, you can push it back up. Lamala docha lamata. If it's above, you can push it back down. Umigale mixas haratia. And what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to lift it up a little bit. V'umakaneach piyamaka, and clean the area of the wound. V'choza magale mixas haratia makaneach piyamaka. Then you can clean the other side. V'ratia atzvali kaneach. But the bandage itself, you cannot clean out, squeeze out, for whatever reason. That's the malacha mimareach, which is in the av malacha of the machik, smoothing. Mimareach is shaping any type of gel. That would be a problem. Vimireach chayev chatas. And if you did it, you're chayev, it's a disadaraisa. Am Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lach Rav Yehuda. We pass like Rav Yehuda l'chumra, that only if it has not fallen off yet. Amar Rav Chizda, lo shanu, when does the Tanakama allow it? If it didn't fall off totally, Ela Shapirsha al Gabi Kli. That's only if it fell onto a Kli, that's when the Tanakama has some allowance, even if it's totally off. Avo Pirsha al Gabi Karka Divya Kol Aser. But if it fell on the Karka, then when you put it back on, it's like a Nesina Chadasha, and therefore it would be Aser. Omar Mar Baravashi, Avikimna Kame Abba. I was once in front of Abba. Naflale Abesadia, Abesadia. It fell on the bench, the Vakamahadarle, and we put it back on. Says the, or on a pillow. Amina le, I said, lo sama la mar lo hada amar Rav Chizda. He allowed me to put it back on, but don't you like Rav Chizda, machlokas, shapirsha gabi kli, abo pirsha gabi karka, aser, varmishwa luck Rabbi Yehuda? But don't we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda asers even if it fell on a kli. Remember, he only matired if it fell off partially. So amar li lo shami li said, oh, I never heard of that. Klomar, would meaning, lo svirali. I do not hold of it, and therefore I say it would be mutter as long as it fell not on the floor. Again, the mareach is a huge issue. It comes up by soap, by toothpaste, fechulu, a couple of issues. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about that in the future. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's stuff I hope to give sometime this afternoon, and try to get ahead before I travel.